The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic today, Gil. It's coming into my favorite season of the year, you know, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Christmas, it's all about making fabulous memories, and usually that happens at home.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, the best gift you can give your home. So what is that?
It's very practical, and it can help your house stay younger than its actual years.
Like Betty White.
Yes, like Betty White.
Yeah, there you go.
So, drum roll please, the best gift you can give your house is preventing water and moisture damage. Now, I know I talk a lot about this, but that's because water and moisture are really your home's number one enemy. So today, I've got three easy things you can do to protect your home.
Great. And they are?
So number one is ensure good drainage. Poor drainage is going to weaken your foundation. It's going to cause cracks, uneven settling, and, you know, create pathways for water to enter your home. So how do you ensure good drainage? Well, first, you clean your gutters regularly. A clogged gutter is going to send cascades of water down the side of your house. We've all seen it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can damage your siding and foundation. So you want to ensure your downspouts direct water 5 to 10 feet away from your house, and you want to make sure your yard is sloped at least 6 inches over a 10-foot span away from your foundation. That slope keeps water from getting down right next to your foundation, where it could cause walls to lean, crack the masonry, and create leaks. Also, the slope keeps water out of crawl spaces, so you won't get pools of it underneath your floor. That's not good. The other side of this is that you don't want to let the soil get too dry either. Long dry spells can cause the soil around your house to dry out and shrink. And then if you get a sudden big rain, the soil is going to quickly expand and could put pressure on your foundation walls. So when you're in a drought, it's a good idea to run a soaker hose at least 6 inches from the foundation and 3 inches under the soil to keep the soil from contracting and expanding a whole lot.
Yeah, the cool thing about these things are these are all low-cost things, but if you put them off, you're going to be spending, I mean, you know, thousands on repairs potentially.
You are absolutely right. This is one of those things where an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yep.
So, number two on the list, persistent leaks, because they're going to lead to mold and mildew, rot, and even termites and carpenter ants because they like chewing on soggy wood because it's soft. So you want to check for dark spots under pipes inside your sink cabinets. You want to keep an eye out or up, really, for stains on your ceiling. And you want to watch for toilets that rock. And, of course, pay attention to any drips you see in your house. At least once a year, you want to inspect your roof. Repair missing, loose, and damaged shingles. And repair any cracked caulking and check for leaks around flashing because that's where you can really have the water get in sometimes.
Okay, now what about the sump pump, if of course you have one?
Yes, you don't want to find out your sump pump isn't working when you really need it and the storm is hitting. So check it at least once a year, and ideally perform several checks during, you know, if you have a heavy storm season. So here's how to test your sump pump. You want to slowly fill the sump pump pit with water. Watch for the float in that pit to rise, and that should turn on the pump. Then you want to keep your eye on it to make sure the water you put in there falls, you know, so the water level goes down the way it's supposed to, so the pump is working. You also want to test your backup pump the same way, but you want to make sure you unplug the main pump first. If you don't have a backup pump, or if you don't have your one pump hooked up to a generator and are on municipal water, get one that runs on water pressure. If you're on well water, your only option is the battery kind.
Yeah, by simply doing a check or getting a backup sump pump, you can really save your basement from flooding. And, of course, if the basement floods, you can have a mold problem. This can get out of hand pretty easily.
Absolutely, and mold is a real terror in a house. I mean, speaking of mold, let me give you a few helpful hints for finding and eradicating it. And it might surprise you to know where it can lurk.
Okay, such as where?
Well, in your chimney, for one. You know, brick crevices collect water, dirt, all kind of other organic debris, and that can lead to mold. Rusted chimney caps and faulty flashing, there's that flashing again, can let in rain and snow, and that can encourage mold to grow. And now, there are even more surprising spots where mold can flourish. We don't have time to talk about all of them, so I will tell you all that we've got them and their fixes at HouseLogic.com/radio.
Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com. Thanks as always. Be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.